Good morning. It seems ages since I last did this, so I might forget how to actually use my mouth because that's the way it goes. However, good news is in. I'm number one in Alan's listening charts, so I've got the number one Christmas position. Yay, me! And it's Christmas. Just had a conversation with my mum, and it's been interesting because there's something that's been bugging me. It is Happy Christmas. I definitely say Happy Christmas.
You used to.
And that's what you're supposed to say. It's amazing. I thought you told me off once for saying Happy Christmas and it
Never
should be
told you
Merry
anything
Christmas.
ever about it.
Okay. But it's Happy Christmas anyway. Although this year I'm tending to go with Happy Holidays because that's what terrorists say. It is Christmas morning. We are, as is our wont, still lying around doing absolutely nothing. We celebrated Christmas last night, it being Christmas Eve. We had the kids round, they had their presents, we had salmon, we celebrated, we took the kids back, and then the whole city went absolutely bananas. Fireworks lit. In fact, when we drove the kids back, there was like a mist hanging over the whole city of used
Fog.
fireworks. And it's just this fog of smoke and this.
Smelly of gunpowder.
And the celebrations carried on. Across the road, there's another apartment block, which we call Chinatown, mainly because it's full of Chinese people. And when we took the kids home at about 10, 11 o'clock last night, they were on to their karaoke party. Which, as the way that karaoke parties went, around about 2 o'clock they'd moved on to duets, and by 3:30 they'd moved on to whole groups together or shouting these things out in Chinese, which was quite wonderful. And at that stage, we decided to go to bed. Well, Maria had enough and said, "I'm going to sleep," and did so. That was it. Today I'm going to cook a roast, potatoes and carrots and onion. We're not having a turkey. We're going to have a chicken because there's just the two of us. I am having sprouts, which, as I say, I have phoned my mum and she's very, very excited about the fact that I'm actually having sprouts and has insisted that I have two and that I sit there till I eat them. I, of course, said I would. And we'll probably roll them along the floor somewhere, but that's the way it goes. You're now looking at me as though, no,
Roll
you
them
won't.
what? Roll what?
I don't know. When you find them later, you'll go, "What the hell are these two sprouts doing here?" And I said, "Don't tell my mum."
Listen, you don't have to. I love sprouts. You're saying like, I'm gonna eat the sprouts like some sort of great sacrifice. To me, it's a total waste. If you don't like them, don't eat them because I'll eat them. I love them.
I will have to have two. It's
Why do you
tradition.
have to have
It's a
to?
tradition,
You've
okay?
never had to before in your life in Mexico.
No, I know because we've never had sprouts. But if you have sprouts, you've got to have two. It's my mum
No.
says. Mum, it's just something we do.
Okay, well then if
Okay.
you roll them on the floor, then it's your choice and I'll be
Yes.
very pissed.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
So that's it. But it's still my tradition, and it's what I want
What, your
to do.
tradition is to pretend to eat them and roll them on the ground?
Yes. In fact, I remember one Christmas where my mum fell asleep watching the Queen with wine glass balanced on stomach, and we spent a good 15 to 20 minutes trying to get a Brussels sprout into a wine glass
Why don't I just give
from
you
the
two foam
table.
bottles in the shape of sprouts? You can pretend to eat them, roll them on the ground, and then I won't feel like I'm wasting Brussels sprouts on you.
I just think that I'm happy doing what I want to do. Okay?
Okay,
Right?
fine, fair enough.
There.
Well,
There. Anyway, we're going to carry on our happy, cheerful
Yeah,
relationship
I'm so happy now.
full of congratulations and joy and good tidings and peace on earth, as they say somewhere. And so, happy Christmas to anybody who's listening to this. Hopefully, none of you are listening to this and you're listening to it about 3 days later, because really, you ought to be doing something else rather than listening to my booze. Have a good one. I will catch you on the flip side. Bye bye now.